I enlisted because it was a thing to do. Everyone was doing it. Australia at the time was part of the British Empire, very British. My father was English, very English. It was hard not to enlist, I think. And so at 17 I enlisted. If you didn't, you'd get a white feather from the girls. That was quite common, because there were notices up all around, everywhere you look, it was Kitchener needs you, a picture of Kitchener, enlist today, patriotic fervour, whatever you like to call it, but it was the thing to do, and you wouldn't think of anything else. We didn't think we were fighting for Australia, we thought we were fighting for England. I would say all soldiers were to be used as cannon fodder. They were there as units, supplementary to artillery attack, other attacks. They were necessary for a particular type of warfare, so they were cannon fodder. Whether they were British, Australian, Canadian or New Zealand, they were all cannon fodder. The worst thing for me was Passchendaele. An area of wasteland without one spot, without a shell hole, wounded lying in the mud. Just a wasteland as far as you could see. And this is what they were fighting for and losing thousands of casualties about. That's where we were really right in the thick of it, and it was just horrible. There was nothing ever to compare with it, as far as I'm concerned. Ypres was bad, but Passchendaele was really bad. We had two doctors at this field dressing station, our own AC and another one. I would say that they'd learn more surgery in 48 hours than they would in 20 years. I well remember this chap came in badly, his stomach was cut open, and they actually took the stomach out and put cotton wool back, a bed of cotton wool, and put it back in the place. He was only trying to make the man comfortable. He died. There was no hope for him. That was one case I'd never forgotten. But there were no painkillers, tablets or painkillers we know them today. They didn't exist. Chloroform was only used on the seriously wounded. Other than that, they just had to tolerate it. The seriously wounded ones didn't seem to feel much pain. They were semi-conscious. The others, well, they just had to put up with it, and it was rather horrible. Looking back at it now, I feel it more than when I was there, because you develop not a callousness, but you have to develop a feeling of indifference towards it, because you couldn't carry on otherwise. Quite impossible. I saw the rest of the war out all right. I was a bit nervous, but I saw it out. And I was back home in Australia for nearly a year, and for no reason at all, I just started to deteriorate. And, I lost weight. I became nervous. If people spoke to me in the street and said, you know, friends said you're not looking well, I'd more or less nearly burst into tears, and I was a complete nervous wreck. There were no medical facilities. Nobody understood shell shock. And so I decided there was only one answer, and that was to get on top of myself. Fortunately, I didn't go for alcohol. Most of them did. I'd go into a picture theatre, and the newsreader would come on with war pictures. I'd have to clear out because I'd be sick that moment. I was in my office with a client, and a thunderstorm, lightning struck a flagpole about a quarter of a mile away, and that clap. I was under the table. I fell to the ground and vomited. I was sick. I crawled out from underneath and feeling a bit silly. Trying to look at me, he said, I said, I'm all right. Now, that was an automatic reaction. Now, that was 1925.